Andrew Hill recorded a few classic albums for Blue Note in the early 60s, but some sessions he recorded for the label a few years later were never released. By Hill's estimation, some of them weren't so hot. But 2 years ago, he asked to hear one of those unissued records, a 1969 date for a 9-piece band. Hill and the label reconsidered. Now it's a CD. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has more.
Andrew Hill's Nonette from 1969, with Dizzy Reese and Woody Shaw on trumpets, and drummer Lenny White on Plantation Bag. That title suggests Hill had misgivings about its old-style funk beat. It's okay, actually, but that uncharacteristic nod toward pop music may be one reason Hill didn't mind this session sitting on the shelf so long. There is some raggedy ensemble work, but also a lot to like about this 9-piece band, starting with a lopsided front line of 5 brass versus Joe Farrell on reeds. He plays saxes, bass clarinet, English horn, and alto flute. Noontide, from Andrew Hill's Passing Ships, finally out on Blue Note and worth the wait. Hill, the composer, uses his extras very well. With all the horns milling around in the background there, Julian Priester can sneak up on his trombone solo. That misdirection is typical of Hill. His pieces can sound normal enough on the surface, but look a bit odder on close inspection. Even a straight swinging line can sound a bit distracted. His tune Sideways recalls Sun Ra's Little Big Band as it sounded in Chicago in the 50s when Hill was coming up and Julian Priester was in the group. Check out Howard Johnson's tuba here. Joe Farrell on tenor sax. In Andrew Hill's Nonette, players solo one after the other in typical jazz fashion, but he used the extra horns to complicate matters, writing them parts and fragments of parts that overlay the main action. Their running comments may blur the line between one improvisation and the next, and they keep a soloist company and stimulated. Andrew Hill on piano. He got interested in rehearing this 1969 session around the time he was prepping a 16-piece big band heard on last year's CD, A Beautiful Day. Personally, I prefer this 9-piece group to that one. Its scale suits the composer better. The Nonette is lighter in tone and lighter on its feet. Thank you.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Sun-Times, The Absolute Sound, and Downbeat. He reviewed Passing Ships on Blue Note, recorded by Andrew Hill in 1969. It's just been released for the first time. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross. Thank you.